It has been a little more than a week since a message of racial hatred was found spray-painted on the walls of King Hall. This message occurred no less than 50 feet away from where I'm sitting right now. WEMU's studios are located in the top floor of King Hall. And the second floor of King Hall is the ECA, the Early College Alliance. This is Eastern's program that allows high school-aged children in our community, some as young as 14 or 15, to take classes on Eastern's campus, college-level courses, in an effort to advance their college career before they've even reached high school graduation. These students gather in this building, they meet with their counselors in this building, they study in this building, they take classes in this building. And not 50 feet away from that message of hatred where it existed for just a few hours before it was removed by campus personnel, yesterday, those ECA students and staff decided to put together an event to celebrate diversity on this campus. It was an interactive event designed to allow these students the opportunity to share concerns, to share messages of hope, to work together to show that Eastern's community really is about diversity. It is not about exclusion.
We wanted to hold an event to allow our students to kind of do something a little bit more permanent and lasting to help combat the images of hate.
That's the voice of Ellen Larson, the principal at EMU's ECA program. As you might imagine, with younger students being mixed into a college-age environment, they had some very specific concerns about how their 14 and 15 and 16-year-olds were dealing with these messages and this environment on the campus. This is also in light of the fact that shortly after that original message was found, another message was found on a residence hall on Eastern's campus, and then in the past week, flyers with a similar message of racial hatred were found spread across University of Michigan's campus in Ann Arbor. Again, Ellen Larson.
They're pretty nervous because they haven't experienced this kind of an incident, and even when they come from a school where things aren't always very safe, at least it's not this kind of negativity. This feels more damaging, I think, to students.
Students on the campus of Eastern Michigan University and the University of Michigan have responded to these events in a number of ways. They've held sit-ins, they've held protests, they've held demonstrations. And for a lot of them, they've expressed a climate of fear and hatred and uncertainty that really didn't exist previous to these messages being found. This also impacted the students at the ECA. Now, they played a part in putting this event together yesterday to show that they're standing strong in King Hall.
We wanted to show that this is what our campus really is. And we wanted to, because since it happened in this building, we wanted to show that, no, this is not representative of this building. We wanted to kind of take it back.
That was May Muna, one of the students in Eastern's ECA program and one of their student leadership team members. She helped organize and put together the event with a number of other students and staff. It included such messages of hope as a board filled with hands of multiple colors encouraging the celebration of diversity here on campus. There were pledges, there was places to ask questions, there were people on hand to help give these students answers, but most of all it was a gathering where they just celebrated the message that they wanted to get out to campus.
I know a lot of people were really upset by what happened and some of them were even scared. For me, I just found it really upsetting and it made me angry. A lot of people were just angry that someone would do this, and especially like on our building.
One of the overriding themes of the day and a message that I heard personally repeated many times in those that I spoke with was a message of hope. Hope that this doesn't represent Eastern Michigan University on the whole. Hope that we can move forward together as a diverse community. And that message of hope was repeated by Officer Candace Dorsey, one of the many here on Eastern's campus that are working tirelessly to try and find the people behind this act of racial hatred.
We got to keep coming together. We got to keep communications open. Our students have to learn to trust and have to let us know when they see things that seem out of place. And don't be afraid to use their voice. They have to protest and protest. They have the right to protest.
A conversation will take place on the University of Michigan campus. That is Sunday at 1 o'clock. Dr. Mark Schlissel, the president of U of M, hopes that it'll promote healing and discuss what can be done to prevent further discrimination on the U of M campus. Eastern Michigan University, meanwhile, as of yesterday, has doubled the reward to $5,000 for information leading to the arrest of the perpetrators of these crimes. And on Monday, the Black Student Union is convening a town hall meeting that'll be from 4 to 6 p.m. in the Student Center Ballroom. They're planning the event as an opportunity for students to voice their concerns about the university and learn more about resources available to them and what's being done to help Replace this climate of fear with a climate of hope, inclusion, and diversity. For 89.1 WEMU News, I'm Patrick Campion.